a young hooded crow perched softly in her nest. She was elegant, with glossy black wings and a black head and beak. The rest of her body was covered in grey feathers. Her back was a dark storm cloud grey, and she had a soft pale grey on her belly. When her feathers caught the sunlight, they occasionally flashed silver and green. This crow lived a long, long time ago. She built her nest on the edge of a golden cliff, overlooking the crystalline blue waters of the sea. She spent her days soaring over the beach, searching for bits of seaweed to add to her nest. Or she chattered with the neighboring birds, who made their homes in the different nooks and crannies along the cliff. It was a beautiful, peaceful existence. There was food and water in abundance, and nothing she had to fear. She lived the life she had always known, with the sun and the sea, and the long, lazy days of what felt like eternal summer. But one day, she became aware of a change in the environment. Sitting in her nest, she noticed a subtle shift in the sea air. It was cooler than before, no longer the soft, refreshing summer breeze, but a wind that felt almost cold. The crow shivered in her nest and buried herself in a blanket of moss. The summer was all she had ever known. Now that cooler weather was arriving, she would have to find another place to nest, at least for the next season. She would then come back to the coast the following year for another glorious summer. After tidying up her nest, the crow took flight. She soared up into the air and took one final lingering look at the sea. Then, with a sigh, she turned her back to the waves and let the wind carry her south across the land. Although she felt wistful at the thought of the beauty she was leaving behind, she knew in her heart it was time for a change. She was young and curious, and ready for a new adventure. Perhaps she would find strange exotic trees, unlike anything she had ever seen before, and lands even more wild and beautiful than her dreams. As she sailed over the dusty earth and golden fields, the crow daydreamed of the places that awaited her. She imagined tall green trees with twisting, spiraling branches, so many of them that they seemed as infinite as the stars. She pictured vast lakes that mirrored the sky, and snow-capped mountains lining the horizon. And she saw herself in all these magical landscapes, soaring and diving through the air. As she travelled, she would collect all the beautiful things she found, like feathers, twigs, and flowers. She would use them to create a new nest, It would be a cozy home for the winter months, and a work of art that she could be proud of.